Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the New Hype Show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black. Settle in. Roll your spliff. Mix your drink. Burn your sage. Burn your incense. Whatever you do, thank you for joining me for another journey. Shout out to last week's episode, you know, on the African drill scene. It was a real good feedback on that. A lot of people were actually retweeting this episode. So, you know, I think I'm going to do numbers on that episode. It was dope. But shout out to the African drill scene, man. I think it's dope. You know, I'm heavy into it. I want to, you know, when I do take my trip to West Africa, I'm really going to check out the hip hop scene. That's like my thing. I don't know. I love seeing what hip hop does across the world. And especially in Africa, they take it and make it their own, because technically, hip-hop did come from the motherland, because, you know, we come from the motherland, we just originated. It's just going back home. So, you know, I just see it as, hey, they taking what's technically theirs too, you know, because hip-hop is black people's shit. It's our shit. As you can see, the title of this episode, Parental Anxiety. Before I get into the topic, Youngboy NBA. Woo! Boy dropped some fire. That Colors album. I was banging it earlier today. I see why he's this generation's GOAT. Y'all might disagree with me, but these kids say otherwise. And if y'all listen to my show, y'all know I'm with whatever the kids are with. They say he's the anointed one. I'm going to listen to them. They know better than me. This is their realm. This is their thing. Shit was fire. I ain't finished it. Shit fire, though. I was like, damn. Shit, it's following his numbers. Jesus Christ. Shout out to Meg and Shanshia. Meg and Shanshia dropped a joint. I want to say Shanshia joint featuring Meg, but the people are not feeling this joint. It's called Lick. Everybody calling it WAP 2.0. Meg, as usual, delivers bars, but the people not feeling the record. You know, the Jamaican collective, the Caribbean collective, they tearing it up. Oh, my God. I just wrote a status about, this shit is trash, Biz. I'm like, oh, shit. They're tearing the track up. If y'all haven't heard it, I think it came out yesterday or today. It's called Lick. Shanshia and Meg Thee Stallion. And, I mean, the artwork does look like WAP-ish, except they're on all fours. And yeah, it's out there. But check the record out. You know, I want y'all to check it out. Give y'all a critique. I'm too old to be dissing the new music. I can't, because I'm not the old hater, but y'all not feeling it. Hey, it is what it is. But that NBA Youngboy album is fire. That Youngboy NBA album, sorry, is fire. But yeah, let me get into the topic. You know, I had to touch on some music, but so parental anxiety. My demographic, primarily, I'm sure a lot of you do have kids. Some of you don't, but some of you have godsons, goddaughters, nieces, nephews. And, you know, I'm an active father. I mean, I don't say that to like brag, because it's what you're supposed to do. You have kids, supposed to be in their life. But I'm an active dad. You know, I'll take them to school, pick them up, things like that. I take them to school. You know, sometimes their mom takes them or I take them, but I pick them up all the time. Say that to say this. I was dropping my kids to school this particular day. I mean, usually when it gets a little nippy where we live, the temperature goes down to about 45. Then by the afternoon, it's, you know, it's 80. So driving my kids to school, my kids are sitting in the car, sweaters, hoodies, got their coats on, dressed for the weather. So as I'm driving to school, see this young man, shorts and a t-shirt, and he's freezing. And like my heart, it just like, damn, I wanted to stop, just give him my jacket. But it was like the way I was, I couldn't stop the flow of traffic. It was just crazy. And I'm thinking in my head, why would a parent, if the parents were there to watch him go to school, because I'm sure they were, any coherent parent wouldn't send that young man outside like that. And I just, it hurt me, because I kept seeing like, damn, what if that was my son? You know what I'm saying? I just kept seeing. When I see other people's kids in public and I view them as my kids, so I keep an eye out. I don't have to personally know them, but if they're in danger, I'm going to be there because I look at, you know, other kids as my kids when I'm out in public. It's just something I do. I have children, especially, you know, the ones that go to elementary school. My kids are in elementary. So if I'm around elementary and I see something with a kid, my parental antennas kick up. So I see the kid, I'm just like, damn, and you know, it hurt me. So today I'm taking my daughters to school today, and the drop off line, you know, you can stay in your car, the kids open up and go into school. So the van, like about two cars in front of us, little girl looked like she fell out. And these kids are coming out, everybody's stepping on her. And I'm looking, because my youngest, her and the girl look like they're about the same age, and I'm getting so infuriated. So the two other cars, they dip off, but I'm behind the van, but I'm refusing to move because, no, the van moved now. So I didn't want to, like, it was too close to the curb. I didn't want to, so I waited. And I'm just like, I saw the little girl. I was just like, Jesus Christ, everybody just left this little girl on the floor. Like, I'm just, and it's bothering me. So then one of the associates from the school came and helped her out, and she gave me a head nod, and she was like, I appreciate you waiting. But like I said, I'm just, my parental anxiety is on high. It's always been on high. I'm always uptight about my children. When they're in school, I'm just always thinking about them. Like, what are they doing? I'm hoping that the adults around them are treating them with respect. You know, until I can get there, until me and their mom could pick them up. I'm just always thinking, like, because I know not everybody's like us. Not everybody's going to watch your kid the way you watch them. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm really big on not having babysitters. You know, if I needed to, it was usually, you know, if my mom was here, my mother flies down, or, you know, God bless the dead, my mother-in-law, I'm not really big on people. And it's not a knock to anyone, but it's not my kids, it's the world I don't trust. When my kids aren't with me, you know, when they're at school, which is, you know, when they're at school, it's like, damn, how is the lunch lady looking at my kid? How is this teacher looking? How do they view my child? You know, are they bad eyeing my kid, or is somebody trying to bring harm to them? That's why every morning I stay prayed up for these kids. So it's like, becoming a parent, I understand my mother's gripes when she was younger. Yeah, I don't call, and that I understand. Now, as a parent of three kids, I understand my mother when she was the yelling, where are you guys? And we might, you know, Ma, whatever. I understand. I told Ma, I get it, and I apologize. I didn't know, I was a child, but now as a parent, I understand. Daddy, you know, I wish that I wasn't so uptight about my kids. I would love to let the leash be longer, but it's the day that we live in. It's a hard day. It's different. Things are different. These people are sick. You know, I'm big on the family watchdog sites to see who I'm living by, who my neighbors are. I want to know. I have children. I have girls. I'm their protector till I'm gone. And I have to protect them. I don't give a damn how old I am. I could be 100 years old. I still have to be a parent. I brought them in this world. So, like, my parental anxiety is always kicking. You know, they used to go to after school, and I'm like, damn, I wonder, you know, are they good on there on the swings? Anybody messing with them? And that's just always my mentality, because I see kids come to school. You know, I don't know what's going on in your house, but I try to leave my kids with good energy when they leave the house. Either we're in the car playing music or we laughing. I don't want my kids to leave the house with negative energy, because that energy transfers into the classroom, into the playground, into recess, into the lunchroom. Some of these kids are not coming into school with the best of situations at home. So when they come in, they're taking that anger out on other kids. Don't take the anger out on my kid, because my kids are trained. Let me not say what I want to say, but my kids, they take care of themselves when, you know, they know how to take care of that. And I don't want to do that. But I know it's, you're leaving the house in the morning, try leaving with good energy. Pray for these kids, talk to them in the car, have a good day, sweetheart. 90-something% of my mornings are great in the car. You know, not every morning is going to be perfect, because these are kids. They do kid stuff. Sometimes it annoys you, but you got to understand, as a parent, bring good energy to them, because let it transfer out into the world. You want that. You want their day to be excellent. Even if you have a shitty day, let your kid have an excellent day. They go in that classroom, spread positivity in there. Sometimes, like I said, these kids are at home with abusive parents. Their parents don't care. They're not getting fed. They come to school with a fucked up mentality, and then that energy transfers. And it's very sad. I'm big on helping kids. I'm big on seeing kids happy. I love that. I love happy children. You can tell. I remember when I took my daughters to the doctor's office, regular checkup. We're in the office. And, you know, every go, my daughters, they always display PDA on me. I'm daddy. Whether they're sitting on my lap, they're hugging me, kissing me, daddy, I love you. And the doctor, you know, she comes in. She's just like, she's looking at us. She's just like, wow. She said, yo, you guys have a great relationship. And, you know, I've been told that a few times, but I just look at it as, I don't look at it as I'm doing something great. I'm just looking at I'm doing what needs to be done for my daughters. You know, my daughters, I'm walking in the house. You know, my daughter comes out and goes, daddy, come here, give me a hug. And I'm like, baby, I'm coming. She's like, no, give me a hug. Now you going, she goes, you denying me a hug. I said, no, baby, I'm sorry. And I give her a hug. That's the energy, the vibe me and my kids have. They're so comfortable with showing me PDA. I never had that from my dad. My mom did that to me. My mom used to hug me and kiss me everywhere she went. And, you know, my kids are getting older. So, you know, I'm outside with it, dropping my, especially my junior high kid off. I'm like, I got to scream. I love you. You hear me, right? You want me to get out and embarrass you in front of you? I don't care. You could look around and she's like, I love you too, dad. I'm like, yeah, don't play with me. I tell you 1,000 times a day and you better match it every time I tell you. You know, they leave me, you know, I know they go out, you know, they do girl stuff with their mom. But, you know, still, you know, I'm just always thinking about them. What are they doing? Because I know when I'm there, I'm the protector. So I'm always, we go in the supermarket. You know, and I'm always my youngest. I'm always, hey, stay close, hold on me if you have to, hold on the cart. Always watch these movies, the kids getting taken away in the supermarket, in the clothing store, in the mall. Stay close. I'm not that guy. Oh, you know, go over here by. No. Daddy's coming too. You outside playing? Daddy's outside with y'all. If y'all be outside for 2 hours, I'm outside for 2 hours with y'all. It's a different day. We could be outside all day when we was younger back in the day. Our parents didn't have to worry. My anxiety is on 1,000 for my kids. Daddy, you going to come? Yes. Y'all riding bikes? I'm riding my bike too. I mean, I have to protect my peace and my parental anxiety. I got to be there. My eldest, you know, she goes out. She goes, daddy, I want to go ride my bike. All right. And I'm just like, you know what? Let her go by herself. Take your phone. Let me look out the window. I'm looking out. I'm just like, oh, God, you know, just it's not her I'm worried about. It's the world. It's the fucking world. I love my babies. When they get older, they're going to be maneuvering. That's why I train them every day. We have these conversations. We have, you know, we fight. You know, I got girls. They got to know how to fight. My girls are beautiful. Their mama got hands, too. So they know we don't, you know. We don't play that, you know, nobody touching y'all face, nobody playing in y'all hair. We don't do that. Nah. We don't start trouble, but y'all bring it to us. We finishing it. I need my girls to know how to protect themselves. You know what I'm saying? Parents, fathers, especially, stay in your daughter's life. Stay in your kids' lives, period. The kids. This is about kids. It's not just about, I have daughters, so I'm, you know, particular. But these kids need us. Fuck buying them shit. Yeah, I mean, they got to eat. They need clothes. Yes, I do that all the time, buying clothes every day. My kids are growing, but we gotta put down life lessons and shit. We breaking all these curses. Yes, we are. I'm breaking all of them shits. You know, we never had a guidebook on being, well, you know what, we did have guidebooks. Our parents, they didn't get it right. They did the best, and I'll give them that. You know what I'm saying? My mother tried. My mother is great. My mother calls me pumpkin till this day. You know, I'm her baby. But my mother hugged me, you know. She didn't make the mark all the time, but what was needed as far as food, clothing, shelter, emotion, my mother gave me that. I didn't get it from my father. So I said, you know what? My kids will not have this conversation about me, whether I had boys or girls. Fathers, hug your sons. Kiss them too. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. I tell my daughters, express yourself. When we have disagreements in the house, I say, come here, let me hear your view, you know. But I'm one of those parents that always believe their kids. I'm never that one to believe other people. I'm like, should I believe my kid first? Unless it comes out otherwise, I'm believing my kid. I'm on my kid's side. Fuck that. Fathers, hug your sons too. Hug them, kiss them. It's cool for them to cry. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. Hug him. He's a kid. He's a baby. Hug him. Even if he's 10, 11, he's still your baby. Let him know that, you know, he could always, that's how my kids, I be chilling. My kids just come up under my underarms and just be snuggled up. I want what I'm going to do. Sometimes I lay uncomfortable so they could be comfortable on me sometimes. It is what it is. As parents, we want to make their life as comfortable as we can. You know, I dropped my daughter off. Her school had a party. And, you know, the junior high school kids were there. And I'm like, damn, I got to let my daughter go by herself. You know, she, even though the place is up the block, up the road from me, but got to let her be. I can't be under. I still got to let, she know I'm close, but I can't be, you know, and she can handle herself because I watched her before without her knowing. I'm watching my kid. I'm like, all right, okay, you've been taking my lessons. All right, cool, cool. But, you know, I still got to let them go. She's going to be going. She's getting older. She's going to start dating. They're going to date. I got to let her know, like, all right, look out for this. Look out for that. Always keep money. My daughters already know. They don't leave the house without bread. Even they, when they with me, they want to spend my money. They got money in their pocket. They got, you know, they got all the essentials that they need to have. But when you go out, make sure it's respect, first of all. And let them know your father, you know. Let me not say what I want to say, but just let them know. Daddy's in the house. Daddy's there. Physically there, mentally, everything, emotionally, he's there. So you're not going to play with me. Watch your kids. Parents, when I'm going to school, I'm dropping my kids to school. Trust me, I keep an eye out for all the babies. I'm watching how these kids go to school. Sometimes walking to school, it's cool. I take my kids to school every day. Mostly every day. Not every day. Let me not say that. I take them to school mostly when I can, but when I do, I do, but I always pick them up though. But those conversations in the car, you know what I mean? And just those conversations is dope. I need that because they're going to remember. Yeah, we cool. We listen to music and all that. It's cool. We share songs. It's cool. But I want them to know the lessons. I want them to know I always got an eye on them. And I be nervous. I'm nervous. They got to go on trips. Hey, can a parent, you know, supervise on this trip? I want to come. I want to keep an eye on my kid. I just think that, you know, I don't want to get too lax, but at the same time, you know, I got to let the, got to push off a little bit. You know, I got to let them go sometimes. It's cool. My mother gave me an extremely long leash when I was a kid. I don't know if because I'm a man, but I was doing a lot as a kid. I would go in other states. My mother had me on a train by myself when I was 9. I guess, again, it was a different time. But my parental anxiety, it be on 1,000. Supermarket, amusement parks, clothing stores. You know, we in Walmart walking around. Is this, you girls okay? You girls comfortable? You girls all right? You have anything to talk to me about? Everything okay? Anything bothering you? You know, you don't talk to me about it? Go talk to mommy about it. Go talk to mommy. You know what I mean? But parents, I know we go through an anxiety, but it's not just you. It's me. It's all of us. We have this anxiety. We're thinking about our kids. Nobody could watch our kids like us. Nobody will watch your kid like you. You know? And I'm all about good energy, especially in the morning time. You know, teachers go through a lot as well because they're dealing with all these, your kids throughout the day. So I appreciate the good teachers out there. I appreciate them. Come in there, have the kids come in there with good energy. Make sure they're doing the work. Make sure we're doing the work. Just me too. I got to get on the apps, communicate with the teachers, know what's going on in school. Okay, is my child doing this? My child doing that? Blah, 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 whatever it is. I see what my mother was talking about when we was kids, how she used to go crazy, run, chase me up Clarkson. Not because she wanted to embarrass me, but yo, parental anxiety. This is what the hobby, my mind be dry. Y'all ain't calling to let me know you good. Call when you get there. If I don't call, my mother raising hell. Call when you get in the house. Don't open this door. Nobody ain't here. You remember back in the days, your mother leave you at home. You don't answer when she call. My pops used to call the house. Yo, I'm at work. Answer the phone when I call. You don't answer that phone. Yo, it's your ass when they get home. I understand and I apologize now. I'm a parent and I go crazy. I'm at the gym. My daughter's is calling me FaceTime. Daddy, which one? I'm at the gym. Okay, daddy, I love you. Bye. You know what I mean? I guess that's their way of checking in. I guess, you know what? Check in. I'm not upset. Check in with me. Check in. They're getting older. Again, they're going to go out with their friends, whatever. Check in with me. You call me every hour. Let me know you're good or text me. Daddy, I'm good. Daddy, I'm straight. Cool. My parental anxiety is going to be here for life. I'm learning how to live with it. After all these years with these kids, I'm learning how to live with it. Parents, let's continue doing our thing. You know, we tired. Trust me, we tired. But what are we going to do? We parents, we in it for life. You feel me? I love all y'all. I'm watching y'all babies when I'm out in the street. I hope y'all keep a good eye on mine as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the old school. We looked out for other people's kids. Nowadays, everybody taking mind your business. I don't mind my business when it comes to people's kids. Why? They in public, something happened to that child. I want to help the kid. Like, it's, I see these kids going to school with no jacket. Some of them look hungry. I just be like, damn, man, that bothers me. Parents, let's continue being good parents to these kids. I know our anxiety with just our own life. We have a lot of things going on with ourselves. We got bills. We got mortgage. We got car insurance. We got life insurance. We're dealing with Bitcoin now. We got NFT. We're trying to just keep it together for the family. And then we got to deal with the kids. The kids don't know what's going on. The kids don't know you're struggling. They know the meals is there. They know that food is there. They know that they get new bikes, the new sneakers. They know that's happening, but they don't know what we doing. You know what I'm saying? My mother was a hustler. You know, look, my mom's hustling, doing her thing. I thank mommy every day for teaching me how to get money and do for my family. You know what I'm saying? Parents, let's keep doing our thing. Fathers, hug these kids, hug them. Mommies are always the emo ones to, you know, fathers. It's okay for us to do it too. It's no problem. Trust me. I'm dealing with 1,000 kisses a day and ask me if I mind. Hell no, I don't mind. I love that shit. Let them don't say I love you when they get out that car. I'm honking. I will embarrass you. Don't play with me. Pick you up from school. Hello. You hear me? I don't care if your friend is there. I'm going to kiss you. Parents, I love y'all. Take care of the babies. They're us. They're the future. Remember, this is the first generation where we play the same music. Ain't that crazy? Let's just, for those that are not involved, get involved. For those involved, stay involved. I love y'all. Continue to download Doreen's Favorite and stream. Doreen's Favorite is doing its thing. I'm getting back the numbers. Last week was kind of down. I'm tight. No, the week before last. I think this week went back up. Continue to support the audiobook, please. Linktree.com/ColinBiz. Everything is up there. Buy the merch. It's a new hype show. Thank you.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show and Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.